Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I am the Executive Director for Autism Empowerment, a nonprofit public charity dedicated to providing acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism and Asperger communities. I'm also going to be your host for today's show. This specific show is themed for those of the female gender. So ladies, women, gals, girls, however you like to identify yourselves, welcome. I'll be getting into the heart of the show topic shortly. Men, of course, if you're listening in, you're welcome to stay as well. And if you do, let me know afterwards what you think of the show. I always welcome opinions and suggestions. And that goes for you ladies as well. Autism Empowerment Radio is one of a variety of free programs and services that our nonprofit charity Autism Empowerment offers. And your support will help us to expand and keep bringing these free positive resources to you. Support can be social media support, where you share word about our shows and our services with others. It can also mean financial support, whatever works best for you. And we really appreciate everything that you do to help spread the word about our organization. In addition to our programs being available through AutismEmpowerment.org and Blog Talk Radio, each broadcast of Autism Empowerment Radio and our sister station, Autism and Scouting Radio, is available to listen to and download now through iTunes. As all of our previous and upcoming broadcasts are there, or will be sure to subscribe for free so that you can download our broadcast to your computers or mobile devices at any time. We appreciate you checking us out and would also appreciate you giving us a positive rating so that more people can be aware of the programs that we offer and we can get into more homes. If you've not yet checked out our specific broadcast, Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, this was our very first broadcast at the end of June, and it's one you won't want to miss. It explains who Autism Empowerment is, and it describes our mission. We go into depth talking about our four foundational pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, and empower, because they're not just buzzwords to us. They have very significant meaning, and we go into depth in that program. Also, if you happen to be the parent, caregiver, or teacher to a student on the autism spectrum, yesterday we had a back-to-school special with author and acclaimed teacher Jennifer Cook O'Toole. She gave some strong tips about how to start the school year off right. And especially for those parents or teachers out there who work with kids with Asperger syndrome, we suggest you check out her AsperKids.com website and pick up a copy of her AsperKid book for parents and teachers. And for teens and tweens, she has a book coming out in mid-September called The AsperKids Secret Book of Social Rules. Another show we had on recently that has been very popular with our female listeners was a show with Dr. Leanne Holiday Willey on August 3rd. She talked about her book, Safety Skills for Asperger Women, How to Save a Perfectly Good Female Life. Now, if any of you out there are not familiar with Dr. Willey, she is one of the most prominent and prolific women within the autism and Asperger's community. And she wrote a book back, I believe it was 1999, called Pretending to Be Normal, which was one of the first books that really gave a look of a perspective of what it's like to be a female with Asperger's syndrome. Those of us who have had our diagnosis or who are thinking about possibly being on the spectrum, this is the kind of book and this kind of show that I'm having today is to let us know that there are others out there that are going through similar experiences as we are. We're not alone. Oftentimes, Asperger's, autism, it can be very isolating, not just for ourselves, but for our families as well. And we want very much for there to be an autistic sisterhood, a group of loving women that can come together and share experiences and be able to support each other. And the book that Leanne wrote, Safety Skills for Asperger Women, it's geared toward, I would say, mature teenagers, young adults, and more mature women. And it gets into some serious safety topics and challenges that are near and dear to the heart of all women on the autism spectrum. The show itself was also a call to action for us ASD ladies to work together. And so I highly recommend, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that show, that you check it out in our archives or at iTunes as well. So today I'm mixing things up a bit. With most of the shows that I've hosted Autism Empowerment Radio so far, I've had a featured guest. But today, you gals and any guys out there listening, you guys have me. Although Autism Empowerment Radio is dedicated to continuing to bring you voices from experts and individuals on the autism spectrum or related to it, we want to make sure in building our nonprofit organization that we become a source for original content as well. When I co-founded Autism Empowerment in June of 2011 with my husband, John, I truly felt, and I believe very strongly to this day, that we have the opportunity to build something incredibly special, a nonprofit organization promoting acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for individuals and families impacted by autism on a daily basis. There's certainly been a learning curve with starting a nonprofit, and no one who knows me would ever say that I'm not a risk taker. So that's one thing that I actually have been willing to do. Having worked in the for-profit sector in online sales for the past 13 years, there were a lot of procedural things I needed to learn when starting a nonprofit. And I was really proud when we received our 501c3 tax exempt letter from the IRS, because not only did it give us a bigger sense of legitimacy, it meant that we could apply for grants for our programs and that contributions to our organizations from the public would be tax deductible, and that we could get the word out there about who we are and not just start an organization that reaches locally, although we do quite a few things in the Vancouver, Washington, Portland metro area, but an organization that reaches out through forums like Autism Empowerment Radio and online to women and men in the autism and Asperger communities locally, nationally, and worldwide. The vast majority of the funds that have been used to operate our organization so far have come from my family. I'll be honest with that. And so sometimes people ask, well, why haven't you done more? And we actually have done quite a few things. In fact, I'm so proud of the last year in all that we have accomplished. And I will go into all of those things perhaps in another show. But obviously, we're not able to grow at the same rate as an organization that gets, you know, millions of dollars worth of donations and regular grants coming in. Right now, we're all volunteer, and we don't work on salary. We do what we can to bring in the revenue ourselves, and with that, we creatively figure out the best ways to get the word out there about our programs and services and to help as many people as possible. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have programs in the pipeline that are more expansive, but we're currently seeking grant money for that, and we're also looking to work with people out there who are passionate as we are, who are interested in fundraising for our organization, and who believe in our mission and our goals. We're interested in working with positive people. So if you like what you hear and you're interested in working with us, please go ahead and drop me a line. I can be reached at Karen@autismempowerment.org. Well, let's see. As I said, most of the funds so far have come from our family. I'm not complaining, though, because I realized that that would be the case in the beginning. And I believe truly in my heart that autism empowerment is my calling. However, I'm astute enough to realize that in order for us to sustain, expand, and develop the programs we have in the pipeline, we need to secure outside donations. So just so you know, we do plan to be around for a very long time. I eat, sleep, breathe autism empowerment because being on the autism spectrum myself and having two kiddos there, it's part of who we are. It's part of our lives. And I'm tirelessly working to make sure that we create a better world around us for not just our kids, but for our teens, for our adults, for our seniors, for all ages. and stages. So we've been working on submitting grant proposals. We partnered with Macy's for their recent Shop for a Cause program this Saturday, August 25th. We're working with an amazing local author, Brian Tashima, author of Secret of the Songshell, who wrote a fiction book about a young hero on the autism spectrum, and he's donating a portion of the proceeds of his book to Autism Empowerment. So be sure to check that out. We're listing donated items at eBay under their GivingWorks program, and we're seeking the support of the public. You know, I don't want Autism Empowerment to ever be considered my organization or a family organization, because we're a nonprofit public charity, and we want this to be our organization, one where we can create a collaborative community of individuals on the autism spectrum, their families, their teachers, medical caregivers, service providers, experts, anyone at all related to the autism and Asperger communities who wants to make life better. I sometimes get the question, are you serving just those with autism or Asperger's too? Well, Asperger syndrome is part of the autism spectrum, so yes, that's included. In my immediate family, I have a son diagnosed with autism, one diagnosed with Asperger syndrome, and then, as I mentioned before, I have an Asperger's diagnosis as well, which actually ended up coming about a year and a half or so after the kiddos. Sometimes we see rifts between different factions of the autism Asperger communities, and truly, it's painful, literally painful for me to see the infighting. However, because the autism spectrum is a spectrum and the individuals are unique, just as they would be dubbed so in the neurotypical world, so to speak, there's bound to be disagreement and fighting. Autism Empowerment, however, serves to be an organization of positivity, not Pollyanna-ish. We still want to provide enrichment education that helps each one of us proactively better our lives and reach our highest potential, but we focus first on acceptance. And that means not just acceptance from the entire world and acceptance from the autism and Asperger community, but also acceptance of ourselves and our families for who we are, where we are at this point of time in our lives. And that brings me to what I really was planning to share with you today. On Friday, August 10th, I had the opportunity with Autism Empowerment to meet a young lady with Asperger syndrome and her mom. They came over to visit us for a couple hours. This sweet and bright young woman had just graduated high school locally and was going to be soon starting college. Her mom had listened to my snippets from the Spectrum radio broadcast, This Is What Autism Sounds Like, from Friday, July 6th, and she'd wanted her daughter to meet another woman on the autism spectrum. I originally had the pleasure of meeting this young lady's teacher when Autism Empowerment was exhibiting earlier in the year at the Southwest Washington Special Education Conference and Resource Fair. This teacher fortunately connected with us and recommended our organization to the mom. And so a couple weeks ago today, we had the opportunity to meet, and it was a very successful meeting. The daughter reminded me a lot of myself when I was her age, except that growing up, I had no clue what Asperger syndrome was or what autism was, or especially, you know, what autism would look like in a woman. I'd never heard terms of neurodiversity, and I just thought ever since I could remember that I was definitely different and didn't feel like I fit in with society. To be honest, I'm really relieved to have a name and an explanation for the different kind of wiring in my brain. And after spending a couple hours with this loving family a couple weeks ago, I later wrote a blog, that night, on my personal blog website, Aspirations Come As You Are, Let Your Light Shine. That was a site I had actually started blogging on a couple years ago when I first was starting, my adult journey with Asperger syndrome. At least my awareness of it, and shortly after my own children were diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And it was a learning path through my blogs that kind of led me down the path to being able to co-found Autism Empowerment. So I wanted to go ahead and read that blog to you today, because I think that what I wrote there, it came from the heart at the time, and it was something I wanted to share. So please keep in mind that in my writing, I was expressing my personal feelings as a woman with Asperger syndrome. These are my opinions and my feelings, and your mileage may vary. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm an Aspie. I'm a mom to two children on the autism spectrum. I'm adopted, but I'm actually certain that ASD runs in my biological family, having met my birth parents a few times. And ironically, it also shows up in the family who adopted me. I'm sharing my writing with you in the hopes that by sharing my vulnerability and thoughts, that it might strike a chord. It was empowering for me to realize once I knew I had Asperger's syndrome and that I was on the autism spectrum that I was not alone. I don't let my autism define me, but it's part of who I am, and I embrace that part of me. I'm not ashamed at all. So here's my blog, and I welcome your input afterwards. If I have time to take any calls and you want to call in, our number is 602-753-1530, and that's obviously only for our live broadcast, not the archives. So here goes. I titled it, Aspie Autistic Girls and Ladies, You're Not Alone. Friends, this blog entry is for the ladies, those of us gals who are on the autism spectrum, whether we're diagnosed or whether we're not. Parents, spouses, family, and friends who love these amazing women, you can peek too. Whether we call ourselves Aspies or Asper girls or Asper kids or autistic or Audie or girl, lady, woman, or something else, this is for you. You are not alone. Even when you feel isolated, even when you think no one's around, even when you think no one around you gets it, even when you've gone through the most exhausting day trying to navigate the increasingly confusing world of neurotypical speak, you are not alone. When you wonder if this planet is really the one you are meant to be on and that your presence here is some sort of weird cosmic injustice, you're not alone. As it turns out, we Aspie girls often feel growing up that we're here from another planet, another plane of existence, anywhere but here, because somehow here this does not fit. It can't possibly. We think and speak a foreign language, Aspie, Audie, from the day we're born. And our second language we spend our lives trying to pick up is what I call neurotypical speak. Oh yes, many of us women are very good at faking neurotypical speak, pretending to be quote-unquote normal for whatever that's worth, and so forth. So many of us women and girls are not diagnosed on the autism spectrum nor even considered for it. We're unknowingly good at carrying off the facade that we're okay and often have the world fooled, even though inside we feel like we're crumbling. Of course, that stress may lead to other things, eating disorders, trying to get some control, workaholism, alcoholism, obsessive-compulsive challenges, which of course will often lead to or coincide with anxiety, depression, PTSD, and a vulnerability that makes us prone to victimization and abuse. Many of our sisters have never heard of Asperger's or autism in girls, and so they have no idea what that might look like. Some, unfortunately, see it as a stigma, or they're in denial, or they see someone with autism or Asperger's, but they don't quite look like them, so they write it off as not possibly being applicable to themselves. Some of us grew up having never known such a thing existed and thought, well, we were quirky, eccentric, perhaps there was something wrong with us. We go through our days and our evenings trying our best to get by, following social, unspoken, confusing rules that don't always have much logic and don't match our concrete tendency towards black and white thinking. By the time we're ready to go to bed, we're often quite exhausted, and we don't even know why. Imagine going to a foreign country and not knowing the language, but you have to be able to speak the language in order to be able to get anything accomplished. Eventually, you're going to have to pick up on bits and pieces, and eventually, you may even become fluent, and it may even become part of your personality, but it's still not your native tongue. And while you're learning that language and being immersed in a culture that's not your own, you're still constantly being bombarded with foreign lingo and dialect coming at you from many different angles. Who wouldn't be tired? Being an autism spectrum gal in a world of neurotypical speak is overwhelming with a capital O. Now, it doesn't mean we don't belong. I believe that all of us have a place being here. We're wonderful just the way we are. Of course, we can always improve and try to get better. Many of us are great actresses, both on stage and in our daily lives. it can be often so much more fun playing a part that's not ourselves. Escape. We're very good at convincing the outside world that we're part of their culture, especially if we know nothing or little about autism or Asperger's. We do a pretty darn good acting job convincing others that we fit in. In fact, if you were to go down the street with me, very few people, and I mean very few, would ever suspect that I was a woman on the autism spectrum. How about you? As it's very common, in my experience, for autism and Asperger's to run in families, it's very possible that the ones closest to us don't even notice our struggles as big deals. It's just part of life. In fact, when we're with people like ourselves, we might even feel more like we fit. So we don't even see that there's any extra challenges until we get into our own environment and are alone. Once we get out of that comfortable safety zone, we can sometimes feel like without a net, flying solo can be quite scary indeed. And yet that comfortableness in being alone might have us isolate ourselves from the outside world as well. There's a doctor who's a famous, well-known autism advocate in the autism community, Dr. Stephen Shore, who says in many of his speeches, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. That goes for Aspies too. For those of us on the spectrum, we'll always be a foreign language student when we're among native neurotypical speakers. A number of years ago, a website popped up called wrongplanet.net. Why do you think that is? Because so many of us feel the same way. To give a visual, if we were part of a 500-piece Springbok puzzle, my favorite brand growing up, trying to find where our piece fit in with the others in the picture, we might often feel like someone was playing a trick on us and that our piece was part of another puzzle altogether. And it is. It's part of a much bigger picture puzzle, a glorious one, one we are all a part of, where we are never, ever alone. We should never, ever need to feel ashamed of who we are because we feel different. In my heart of hearts, I truly believe, and I don't know if you're spiritual or not, but I'll just put it out there, that God meant for us to be in this world, and he gave us each beautiful gifts and talents for us to utilize and grow. He meant for our lights to shine, and even though we may not yet understand how this is all supposed to take place or why we go through some of the experiences or challenges we do, I personally believe he does have a place for us and we are part of his kingdom. In my opinion, this world here is just temporary until someday we're with God in heaven. We have a mission or calling to fulfill while we're here, and then someday we'll be back to our real home for eternity. I don't normally talk about religion on my blog. And as Autism Empowerment is a nonprofit organization, we try hard to separate religion. But I know it's a subject of great controversy. And quite frankly, religion is personal. I believe in a personal relationship with God, and I'm speaking here as Karen Krejcha. It's personal. And I personally do my best to love my neighbor and not judge others. I do attend a local church, but I believe that the most meaningful conversations and soul-changing revelations I've ever had in my life have been in the privacy of my own home, in my own bedroom with God, just opening up my Bible, doing some Bible study, and conversing with God, getting down on my knees, heart-to-heart, soul-searching conversation with God. Now, I realize that some of you out there don't believe in God or a higher power. And as a woman whose faith has been tested many times, my journey to where I am today has been a very rocky road. Yet I believe that the adversity I've gone through has been for a reason, and that reason is so that I can share with others and fulfill the calling God has for my life. I'm on the path I am today because I'm the sum of my past, and I'm living in today, and I'm open to what the future holds. I'm following the calling that I believe God has given me. I'm remembering that he is always there with me and for me. And if I feel alone, I know I am not alone. He will always be there, and he created me and loves me for just who I am. We're all imperfect. We're all fallible. We're all sinners. If your religious beliefs are different than mine, that's okay. I just hope we can respect one another. We can still work together, because, sister, you're not alone. I want to tell you that if you feel like no one gets you, if you've been living your life exhausted, and struggling to find girls, teens, ladies, women that get you for who you are, please know, girlfriend, that there are many of us out there who want to get to know you. We may have struggles trying to keep the relationships, but we can accept that about each other. We're searching for similar things. We have shared experiences. We have many of the same heart-wrenching challenges and comorbidities that you do. You'd be surprised at how much spectrum girls can have in common. Now, although this isn't true for all, because autism and Asperger's is never one size fits all, here are some commonalities I've personally experienced with gals and women I've met along the spectrum in my life. Now, admittedly, these are mostly women I've met who would identify themselves as with Asperger's or Aspie. So if you don't see yourself identifying with all of this, that's okay. Remember, each of us in this world is unique and wonderful. Artistic, visually or creatively, prolific writers, perfectionist, passionate, compassion in so much that it hurts, animal lovers, lovers of law, puzzle solvers, mystery enthusiasts. Many of us are drawn to words and teaching and performing arts. We mimic, we love drama. We have what many would call a bizarre sense of humor and often laugh socially inappropriately, although to us it might be quite appropriate. We want to counsel others and help others, and we have this drive inside to make the world a better place. We often root for the underdog, perhaps because we sense a vulnerability in her that we see in ourselves as well. Hygiene is sometimes an afterthought. Comfort often comes before style. Fashion is generally not our forte, but we may become very good at it by studying magazines, almost as if we're rehearsing for a part. Unfortunately, we sometimes buy into needing to look like what we see, and we can end up with distorted body issues and self-esteem problems and eating disorders, especially when we're growing up. Some of us are extremely good at sports. Some, not so much. Many of us love to read anything related to our special interests and often end up wanting to teach what we know. We may find ourselves with male friends, older friends, or younger friends. But during our adolescent and teenage years, it's often very difficult for us to find female peer friends. Interestingly enough, a lot of the women I've talked with on the spectrum happen to have also grown up with friends who later came out as gay. I'm not sure why that is, but it seems to happen often enough that it's been noticeable, at least in my life. Perhaps we're drawn to one another because we both feel we're in a closet of sorts, hiding part of ourselves. I don't know. We also have challenges. Sensory issues, smell, taste, texture, sound, tummy issues, naivety, feeling super smart, and being perhaps super accomplished, but yet so dumb and clueless at the same time about certain things. We have that tendency toward eating disorders, perhaps, compulsions, obsessions, battles with workaholism, stubbornness, tendencies to isolate ourselves, depression, social anxiety, or fearfulness. We also have greater risks of sexual abuse. Often, many of us prefer email to phone. Phone can be quite confusing. We prefer one-on-one to groups, unless, of course, we're standing in front of the group. We don't particularly enjoy strangers popping up at our door, and many of us think visually and have great long-term memories, but may not be so good at the short term. If people were to describe us, they might use words like kind, compassionate, loyal, honest, bright, intense, and driven. The challenges can really bring us down, making us feel vulnerable, unsafe, and unworthy. Yet, sisters, it's time we rise up and are here for each other. I never was very good at the sorority stuff in college. That's a very long story. But in the sisterhood of gals and women on the autism spectrum, perhaps it's time for us to have our own club, our own autistic sisterhood, a place where we can go and be ourselves. Let the light shine. I co-founded Autism Empowerment, and if you've spent any time at my blog, you know that this is my special interest. I want you to know that I am personally dedicated to making Autism Empowerment a success, not just for us women, but for men, not just for kids, but for adults. And we want to create a positive, accepting, enriching, inspiring, empowering source of sisterhood. And we'll be developing programs and resources for our nonprofit to do just that. If you like the idea, let us know. And if you can afford to chip in, that would be great. We can use the help, the financial resources, the brain power, the fundraising, the promotion, the creativity. Please support our mission. We need to be here for our sisters? And if not us, then who? This has been Karen Krejcik with Autism Empowerment Radio. I thank you so much for tuning into my broadcast today, and I look forward to you listening in to Autism Empowerment Radio soon. For more information, visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. And if you'd like to get a hold of me personally, I can be reached at karen@autismempowerment.org. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today, or I should say talking to you, but not talking at you, because I think that we really are all in this together. And my autistic sisterhood family out there, you're not alone. So let's take this world by storm. Let's show the acceptance that we have for each other, and let's show that we can live our lives to its fullest potential. Thank you so much again for listening in. This has been Karen Krejcik. Goodbye.